Welcome to the Play What You Want podcast, where I talk about free games and pay what you want games, mostly coming from DriveThruRPG. And today I'm going to talk about a free game called In Darkest Warrens. I think it's actually Pay What You Want. And I did pay after playing the game a bit because I enjoyed it. The game is a minimalist fantasy game. It consists of four pages in PDF. The first page is just the cover and the last is the character sheet, so it's really only two pages. The first actual page of text has your character creation and rules. Then it goes into monsters, and then the second page has some more monsters, and then a little dungeon. There's only four stats: brawn, nimble mind, person. And you attribute those stats with a 5, 4, 4, and 3, however you like. And then you pick a class, and each one of those classes has a set number of wounds, hit points, and then one special ability that is usually triggered once per combat or once per day or something like that. So they got warrior, rogue, mage, ranger, barbarian in here. Then a little list of spells, how to make rolls. Just some rules on combat and injury and death. It's fairly simple, obviously. Probably the about as simple as you can get without just sitting around telling each other stories, you know. I ran this game for a number of sessions online with Roll20, actually two different campaign sets over the same adventures, basically, that I put into Roll20, two different parties, I should say. And it was fun. I was using the idea was to use a really basic rule set to run old Advanced Dungeon and Dragons modules from like Dungeon and Dragon magazine. And it went fine. The one thing that I noticed was I really, you know, this system doesn't have skills. So you're just rolling attributes when you're making skill checks. And so with that in mind, I found it that the players were just continually rolling mind checks and person checks. So it was really up to me to be more descriptive. And I think that's actually where, you know, I failed a little bit as a DM, where it just seemed a little repetitive on my end. And, you know, given that I ran it all twice, even it was repetitive a second time. But it was fun. Combat is because it's so simple, combat is fairly deadly. There isn't a whole lot of, you know, getting away with anything or taking using any point systems to deflect the damage or, you know, anything like that. So there isn't a lot of you know, large no swing in numbers because we're just rolling d6s over these stats to make the tests. You know, combat, especially at level one, got really deadly, which you know, it often is in most games. And I'm personally not a big fan of games that make it easy on level one. You know, you really shouldn't be falling in love with your characters and being worried that they're going to die until they've really proven themselves. You know, otherwise they should be a little throwaway. So after running a couple of sessions, I think I got bored of it. So we decided to move on to another system and remake our characters and continue on. And at this point, it's funny, this little idea I had of building these, of doing these little games over Roll20 has grown into me making my own campaign setting. So something definitely good has come out of the game, and there's nothing wrong with the game in particular. I think I need a little more crunch, and I've moved on to another game that's an SRD game, D20 SRD game that's very, very light. And even that, I'm feeling a little like I don't have enough rules or something. I'm not sure where I'm at with that because I also don't really, I've played enough Pathfinder that I don't need to play Pathfinder. That's the king of it. I'm currently in a campaign where I'm playing Traveler, Mongoose Traveler 2nd Edition. I mean, there's not that many rules in that game compared to the amount of just math you have to do. It's a little bit different, but either way, there's, you know, bookkeeping and things to keep in mind and remember and look at and research and look up. And I like all that stuff too. It's just I've done a ton of that in Pathfinder over the years. And so, you know, just looking for a slightly different game or something like that. Anyway, In Darkest Warrens, check it out. It's free. And if you like it, go ahead and drop some coinage on Scott Malthouse and Trollish Delver Games. So that's it for me for now. Until next time, have a good session.